Hello and welcome back. Zavika, you've just typed a comment. Would you like to join us? And Zav, if you don't have voice at the moment, go ahead and type your questions.
Oh, go ahead. Away to it. Would you like to?
Well, Brian, do you often get into these governance level discussions? I mean, do you follow that very much? Do you have time for all of the, how would I put it, the intricacies of what we do?
Not to the level that that I should, though I think I pop in and out of topics people will point out to me from time to time. I'd say the number of subjects in Wikipedia that I sort of spend time looking into, I probably write about one tenth of them. I have really fascinating conversations with people all the time about certain aspects of governance, conflict of interest, for example. But I have to say, throughout it all, I find this idea of consensus fascinating. And frankly, one of the things that would make it Wikipedia for me frustrating to contribute to is I wonder how long it must take consensus to be achieved. And I just sort of wonder, is there a consensus about what constitutes a consensus? How does that tend to get resolved?
Well, that is interesting because we have sometimes different consensus levels for different stuff. For let's say the electing somebody to bureaucrat, which is a weird Wikipedian term, which means somebody who promotes editors to administrator level or then takes away their administrator ops. You need about 90% consensus that somebody is appropriate. You need a very, very strong, nearly unanimous consensus. But
Well,
go ahead.
okay. So there's some pages that are that use an abbreviated or accelerated consensus process, which DeRoof is talking about right now, where we go for rough consensus rather than perfect unanimity. But on most Wikipedia pages, it's actually true that we generally try to reach a form of unanimity, I suppose. The way that works is that instead of saying everybody has to agree, we say nobody has to disagree. And if nobody disagrees with a certain position or a certain edit, then that edit stays on the page. And this is how all wikis work, in fact. This is not just unique to Wikipedia. There's a lot more to be said about that, which does not quite fit in the margin of a conference like this. I'm also doing lectures about this at a different time. But well, that's the basic idea. People who don't agree can change a page, and people who do agree can leave the page as it is. That's the very short version of consensus, and the consensus is how the page has formed over history up to that point.
Okay, and we've also had a comment from Away to It, who might be having a little trouble with her microphone, saying that she's rarely seen consent level consensus turn out that well. Policy level consensus is an even worse situation, in my opinion. And Zavika is in agreement with Away to It. We also had a comment from FT2, who is joining us by chat. He said, looking ahead, what bothers me is we now have a degree of credibility in the public eye. That needs building on. Some of that will be technology, such as flagged revisions, which is would be something to show sometimes a different live version to non-registered users than what a registered user would see. That just minimizes the chance that vandalism would be apparent. But a lot, returning to antiquity, but a lot was a shift in our own paradigm, that we are a major player now and need to consider our impact and communications and our internal structures and approaches. And I don't know if we're actually geared up for that. I'm looking into a lot of that, but it is a huge task, and we need to keep what's good as well as our ethos and way of working. Maybe it will only be resolved under pressure of necessity. It'd be nice if it were done sooner, but that's less certain. History doesn't show society being good at finally agreeing on big differences until circumstances force it on them. Well, that's pretty much of a long statement there. Brian, what do you think we may need to do on the Wikipedian side? We're not always so good at communicating what we're about over to the general public. Do you, as a journalist, have some insights on that for us?
Well, I don't know. I don't, just as I wouldn't expect to be able to speak for the media in general, as a monolith, I certainly wouldn't expect the same in reverse. I
True enough.
Community you're talking about is so diverse that I don't know where wouldn't really know where to begin or what to suggest. You know, I don't think that there's any. It depends on the particulars of the debate. I mean, for example, when I've discussed certain issues with people around, you know, conflict of interest. You know, I talked to five different people and they'd have five different takes on what should be done. So I don't think I could come up with any advice for all five of them on how to best sort of relate that to the media. It's so particular to people's opinions, and that's what makes Wikipedia so fascinating and you know, sort of richly textured, right? I mean, I don't know that I could really answer that question in a good way.
Well, you could answer it for yourself as opposed to you know, for all of the media and on such broad terms. I mean, do you see something that you think we might improve at?
I don't know. I honestly don't know about that.
Because I've noticed
I think the way the Wikipedia. I will say this: Wikipedia seems in extremely inscrutable to outsiders.
Yes.
And as Awadaway is just saying, teaching people how to make the system work is kind of, you know, people who aren't, you're sort of entirely in the world or you're not, and there's very few of us, I think, in the outside who, you know where to begin to wade in.
Yeah.
There's 85, you know, redundant sort of channels for certain things to get discussed. So, that's the challenge it presents to me. But I don't know that I have any good advice on, you know, what should be done about it.
Yeah, I was actually invited to speak at a conference this week, a couple of days ago. And what was interesting to me is that I was speaking to a group that does not have a great reputation on Wikipedia, search engine optimizers. And these are people who are basically being paid to deliver eyeballs to websites. To put it in very simple terms. And we could do a better job of showing them where the actual synergies are, because one thing that Wikipedia is really short on is quality images. A lot of recent images, like of living people and so forth, are proprietary. The good quality material is under somebody's copyright. And we would love to be able to have more up-to-date images and in some cases just images, period, at some of these articles. And we've offered a kind of license called a Creative Commons license called CC by SA, which it was a conscious decision. It allows the uploader to create a link back to a website when they upload it as proof that this is their legitimate image and that they're giving permission for reuse. This is incredibly valuable to somebody who's in that field, because that lets them create what they call viral links, which means they give away some information for free that's got some encyclopedic value, and in return, there's a chance that somebody will be interested in the image and click on it and see this link to the website and want to pursue that. It's important to be tasteful, and it's important to be sensitive to, we are a website first. This is not advertising, but it's a chance to, to contribute something that has a mutual benefit. And these were people who, you know, they're under pressure from their clients. Some of them are under huge pressure to create articles about their clients, which can waste a lot of time for the volunteers, are not very easy for them to get, and sometimes they're just not a really good time of use of their time or their clients. So we're trying to steer them away from some of the methods that are frustrating for everybody over to some other areas where, you know, hopefully they'll do it so that it doesn't go off in the wrong direction and offend somebody, but where there's a real potential for them to add something of value and to receive something of value in return. And just the disconnects, I could mention in a bunch of areas, but in this, you know, there's a real motivation for them to find out and for us to communicate what we can do. And I don't see a whole lot of information coming across. And I've actually gotten a bit of backlash for trying from people who think that I must be lining my pockets when I'm not. Antiquity is adding to this. Let's see here. He's saying, civil writers get us damaged content. Excellent, but... Oh, bad, but civil writers get us damaged content. It's excellent, but abrasive. And excellent but abrasive/rude editors will write a tiny number of articles and long-term damage the feel of the community, elitist, aggressive, clicky, so that in a few years we won't have many writers at all, just small in-groups and cliques with thick skins. That's talking a bit about the community and how certain writers behave. Would somebody like to join us in voice here? Kim, can you come up? How about Zav?
Sorry, I'm actually looking at this crazy proposal.
Go for it. Oh, you're on the proposal right now. And Adrian, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, you're talking with FT2 in text. Can you bring us up to speed here on the recorded call?
Oh, where to start? The question or questions involved, for example, what to do about civil users who are bad or problematic content contributors at the same time. They are not a problem to the community, really. They are not abrasive in any way, but they don't contribute very good content, and they may even degrade content. And on the other hand, this is FT2's point, some article writers are excellent and article writers, but they are abrasive. They may be incivil, and this is one point that they may this may lead to a degradation in the community makeup. And we basically need both sides. We need people who are good with the community and who are also good contributors. My point is that it is near impossible to educate fools. And by fools, I mean people who are problematic with content. It's near impossible to educate them because, in my personal opinion, many people, if not most, contributors to Wikipedia come to Wikipedia with no real intention to learn.